The way to measure a country's wealth is by its GDP per capita. The higher the GDP per capita, the richer the country. And Singapore is the richest country not only in Southeast Asia, but in the whole of Asia for having the highest GDP per capita, which is around $91,000. And if we think about it, the reasons that they have that high GDP per capita are that they have the best economy, and at the same time, they have a small population. Impressive, right? But what about the Philippines? Well, the GDP per capita of this country is only around $4,017. It is way too low compared to Singapore's $91,000. Okay, I guess Singapore is too much to use as a comparison, so let's compare the Philippines to its neighboring countries. Indonesia has $5,051 GDP per capita, while Thailand has $7,073 GDP per capita. These three countries are all almost the same. Their economy relies on their natural resources. Their geographies are almost the same, since they all have the same access to the ocean. But why is the Philippines left behind? Why is it that, even with the abundance of natural resources, the Philippines still poor after so many years? You see, based on the historical election data in the Philippines, the candidate who is a well-known celebrity has the highest success rate in winning the election because the majority of people in this country keep voting for candidates who are famous instead of those who are actually deserving because of their excellent educational background. In other words, the majority of people are obsessed with putting celebrities in office. But that's not the worst. The worst thing is that they keep voting for the same person or the same family to become their public officials. Yes, I am talking about the political dynasties that have been happening in the Philippines for centuries.